Welcome, everybody. Brother Goodwin here, Prophecy in the Spotlight. We're going to be a little bit different today. Got an exciting show for you. I've been telling y'all for several months about a timeline that I have for 2026, a possible interesting year, interesting date, and I'm going to talk to you about that today. I'm going to do this on my own. I've got a PowerPoint here, and I'm going to do a PowerPoint presentation for you about an interesting timeline for next year. We're not date setters here. We don't even know where we are on the calendar. And who can figure this stuff out? But I do have some very interesting thoughts for you. And whether the rapture's next year or not, these will still be things that will apply and will help us in our journey of prophecy here. All right. So the music's going to come on, and when I come back, I'm going to be over here. I'm going to have a PowerPoint. And I'm going to take you down a road that I think is going to be very interesting for you. Stand by. All right, we're back. Since she's got the wrong camera on there, but she'll fix that. I'm going to take you on a journey. Here we go. Got the right camera now. All right. So we're going to take you on a journey here. We're going to show you some very interesting things about a timeline for next year, 2026. I did a series of lessons on my live stream, my YouTube live stream. You can find my YouTube at prophecyinthespotlight.com. All of our TV shows are there, Doc and I, all the updates for the radio are there, the 15-minute shows, and my daily, oftentimes daily, I don't do them every day, but I try to, my live streams. I did a series of live streams on this calendar that I'm going to show you, just showing you the nuts and bolts, the different puzzle pieces, all right? And we'll get to some of those in the show here now. So I've only got 25 minutes to do this, so I've got to move, all right? And remember, if you're watching via television, these are going to be on YouTube. You'll be able to go back and watch this. You can stop it. You can look at the screen because I've got to go kind of fast on this to get this done. Okay. So, all right. So follow along closely here. All right. I believe the world's going to be 7,000 years. You've heard me say that 100 times. You've heard Doc talk about it. We both believe in a 7,000 year earth from the day that God created in day one of creation, till the end of the kingdom age will be 7,000 years. But we're mainly going to talk about what I call the 6,000 year earth, because that's really what matters to us. Because the last 1,000 years is the kingdom age. We're going to be in glorified bodies. We're going to be with Jesus. Who cares after that, right? So we're mainly going to talk about the 6,000 year earth. But realize we're really talking about a 7,000 year period of time here. And I'll show you as we go along here. That's what we're waiting on, by the way. We're waiting on that trumpet to sound. and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive remain shall be caught up. So shall we ever be with the Lord. We're waiting on that. Okay? Now, Revelation 10:6 talks about the fact that in red there for time, that there should be time no longer. How can there not be time? There cannot be time when we get to the end of the 7,000th year and God talks about a new heaven and a new earth. And now I believe we're part of the eternity where God dwelleth. And at that time, there is no time, if I'm saying that properly there. At that time, there's no time. There is no time outside of our universe now. God sits outside of time. That's how he knows the beginning from the end, right? All right, you still with me? Got to hang on tight now. We're gonna remove here. Here's some biblical principles that you need to understand to form these timelines, okay? Number one, a 7,000-year earth. That's what I just talked about. A 7,000-year earth, and we are almost to the 6,000th year. And by the way, we cannot go past the 6,000th year. That's the Sabbath. God will not be late for the Sabbath, I promise you. So where are we on the calendar? You can't be 100% sure because we don't know if somebody's messed with it 1,000 years ago. You know, it's hard to tell. And we think we may have this down, but you can't be sure. So you can't never be dogmatic about these things. We might have another 10 years. I don't think so, but it's possible. All right, because we just don't know for sure where, if the calendar's been messed with and where we are on the calendar, okay? Where are we on that timeline? Okay, every now and then I'm going to point to some things here. Where are we on the timeline? Well, I think we're close. We're close to the end. I think we're close to the 5,993rd year, because remember, there's a tribulation period that's got to fit in, and there's the marriage supper of the Lamb, okay? A day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years a day. You've heard that from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. A day, and by the way, when you read 2 Peter chapter 3, the whole chapter is prophetic, beginning with verse 1 all the way to verse 18. In fact, the first few verses of chapter 3 of 2 Peter, the first 8 verses, the first 7 verses, are talking about the creation story. And then he comes out of the blue and says, a day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, 1,000 years is the day. What do you think he's talking about? Of course we know. He's talking about the 6 days of creation, 7 really, and he says they're prophetic of 1,000-year periods of time. The first 6 days make up the 6,000 years, and that final 1,000 years right here is the kingdom age. Okay? Got that so far? When did the Old Testament end? It didn't end at Matthew 1 at the birth of Christ. And our calendar is based on the birth of Christ. We started ticking the clock at the birth instead of the death. That's a huge mistake. So we got 30-some years too many on our calendar. That's why this is 2025 today, but this ain't 2025. Okay? The clock should have started ticking for the church age after the death of Christ, the New Testament. Okay? All right, that's pretty simple. You've heard me talk about that. The giant sabbatical cycle. What is a sabbatical cycle? It's a 7-year cycle. 6 years, you'll plant your garden. In the 7th year, you let it rest. These are all biblical principles that you need to understand to figure out prophecy, okay? Lessons from the transfiguration, right here. After 6 days, he taketh Peter, James, and John, takes them up apart into a mountain. What's that talking about? What's that prophetic of? After 6,000 years of human history, after 6 days, the church goes up, Peter, James, and John. Two men come down. Who are they? Moses and Elijah. They are the two witnesses. God told us who they are. Moses, it's not Enoch, it's Moses and Elijah. Okay? No doubt about it. God tells us right there in Matthew 17. The transfiguration story teaches a 6,000-year earth and then the rapture. All right, you with me so far? If I've already lost you, I'm not sure I can get you back. Okay? Lessons from the transfiguration. What a day. What day was creation? What day was it? It was Saturday night at 6 p.m. What day is Saturday night at 6 p.m.? On the Jewish calendar, on God's calendar, 6 p.m. is when a day begins. Okay? 6 p.m. What day of the week was it? God tells us in Genesis chapter 1 what day of the week it was. It's Saturday. It's Sunday. And Sunday on God's calendar begins at Saturday night at 6 p.m. I know that's confusing. Saturday night at 6 p.m. is where the calendar changes for Israel. What month is it? I believe it's Tishri 1. I believe it's in the fall. All the old Jews believe that. Josephus believe that. They all believe that. By the way, what is Tishri 1 on the Hebrew calendar? It's the Feast of Trumpets. It's called Rosh Hashanah. What's that mean? Head of the year. That's their New Year's. For us, it's January 1st. For the Jews and for God's calendar, it's Tishri 1 in the fall, the new moon in the fall, the beginning of the month of Tishri. That's New Year's. That is creation day. That's important. Let me ask you this. If it's going to be a perfect 6,000 years from creation to the beginning of the kingdom age, the rapture coming and all that, it's got to end where it began. Got to end where it began. Tishri 1 to Tishri 1, 6,000 years. And now the tribulation period is a parenthesis that's stuck in there that hasn't yet been fulfilled, and it's part of the Old Testament. So we're missing 7 years or 2,520 days from the calendar because Messiah was cut off, Daniel says, Daniel 9. Messiah was cut off in the 69th week, right? That's true, right? Messiah was cut off, but that's not the end of the sabbatical cycle. A sabbatical cycle goes from Tishri 1 to Tishri 1 in a 7-year period. Jesus is cut off in Passover. He dies, so that's not the end of the cycle. The veil of the temple is rent in two, meaning ceremonial law has ended. But that's not the end of the 69th week, the sabbatical cycle. Are you still with me? I believe Stephen is the key, and that's our last point here. Stephen, what's he got to do with all this? I believe Stephen died just as Josephus and all the old Jews believe. They all say that Stephen died the same year Jesus died. Now remember, they're using a different calendar. Tishri 1 is New Year's on their calendar. What they're saying is Stephen died somewhere between Passover and Tishri 1. I personally believe Stephen died at exactly 6 p.m., the beginning of the new year, Tishri 1, and he sees Jesus standing. This is Acts chapter 7. We don't have time to go through that. Acts chapter 7, he sees Jesus standing. He hasn't sat down yet. Why is he standing? He's waiting on an answer from the leadership of the house of Israel. The apostle Paul is standing there. He's not Paul yet. He's still Saul of Tarsus, and he's killing Christians. He's standing there holding the garments. He witnesses this. He doesn't see into heaven. Only Stephen does. This is an amazing story. And Stephen sees into heaven, sees Jesus standing, and then Stephen dies. I believe that's where the clock stops for the Old Testament and begins ticking for what we call the New Testament church age. All right, let's move on quickly. Here's some verses that I'll talk about 1,000 years as a day. We don't need to go through all of them. There they are on the screen for you. We don't have time to go through all them. There's no doubt a day is with the Lord's 1,000 years, and the world is going to be 7,000 years, with including the kingdom age. Hosea 6 tells us the same story. After 2 days there, he will revive us. That's after the church age, 2 days, 2,000 years. In the third day, the kingdom age, he will raise us up. We'll live in his sight. This is talking to Israel. This is not talking about literal days. These are thousands, 3,000 years he's talking about. Okay, quickly, quotes from the past about the 1,000-year periods of time. Here they are. 300 A.D. is necessary the world should remain in this state, 6 ages or 6,000 years. These men of the past, this is 300 A.D. 150 A.D., I just read to you a second ago, Irenaeus, 150 A.D. Okay, and then we got Lactantius, 300 A.D. This is way back, right? They believed this. Bishop Latimer, 1552, that's around the time of Henry VIII. The world was ordained to endure, as all learned men affirm, 6,000 years. Okay, you got that? I'm not saying you have to believe that. I'm saying these guys believe that. And the Bible seems to teach that. Okay, would you agree if that's true? Would you agree? Time is running out. You better. Time's running out. So let's look at some timelines. Here's a very simple timeline. 4,000 years in the Old Testament, 2,000 years in the New Testament, and your kingdom age, 7,000 years. Very simple, right? That one there, you don't even have to think about. There's your rapture there, and there's the kingdom age, okay? Tribulation's in there, but it's not shown on this chart here. Here's another chart, but the arrow moved. And then look at this. 5993. Instead of 6,000 years, 4,002, there's 7 years missing. Now, you know what those seven years are, right? That's the tribulation period, the 70th week of Daniel, but it's also the marriage supper. I believe that you and I are going to be raptured in the year 5993, whenever that is, and instead of the 6,000th year, because we're going to a marriage supper, but we're still the church. And while we're at the marriage supper, eating cake and ice cream, Israel's going to be in the tribulation, the 70th week of Daniel. I believe these two clocks are going to simultaneously tick down to the end, okay? While we're in heaven, and it'll kick off the 6,000th year. It'll finish off the Daniel 70th week as well as the marriage supper. And at the end of the marriage supper, Revelation 19, the Bible says the wife hath made herself ready. That's the first time we're called the wife. At the end of the marriage supper, we are now the wife, and the church age is over, and Jesus gets on a white horse. We get on white horses, come back to earth right here for the kingdom age. He takes his bride to the new home, right? Okay, next thing here. There's the 7,000 years there. And, okay, got that? Genesis 1. And right there, Genesis 1. There's your 1,000 years over here. And let's see, what else? We got the trumpet here sounding. Okay, got that? And what else we got on here? Genesis 1. And we got, it's 6 p.m. in Jerusalem. This is creation. Genesis 1, 6 p.m. They're cut off a little bit there on the screen. And Jerusalem, okay? 6 p.m. in Jerusalem is the beginning of creation. 6 p.m. And here we go, another one here. Somewhere. Oh, the day of the week. It's Sunday. All right, 6 p.m. Saturday night is Sunday, right? Got all that? We talked about all that. There's the cross right there. And the 4,000th year. And there's the trumpet sounding right there. We got all that. There's the 6,000th year. 70th week, 2,520 days is going to take place while we're at the marriage supper. And I skipped that. And I don't think I can get back to it. Okay, that's okay. While they're having the tribulation period, we're having the cake and ice cream at the marriage supper, right? Yeah, are you still with me? Still with me here. We got 12 minutes left. Let's go. Here's another timeline. Tishri 1, 6 p.m., creation, right? On this line. And see that? 7,000-year timeline here all the way to the kingdom age. It begins right here. Tishri 1, 6 p.m., Genesis chapter 1, the first day of creation, Saturday night, 6 p.m., all right? Here we go. We're going to pop some stuff into this timeline here. 2,000 years to Abraham, right? Not that it matters, but we got 2,000, 2,000, and 2,000, and then 1,000. I'm going to show you that here. Not that this matters. Here's the decree to rebuild Jerusalem given by Xerxes here, 444, they tell us. And so the 69 weeks begins right here. It's going to go all the way to Messiah being cut off on Palm Sunday. And that's going to pop up here for you. There we go. We got Christ. We got the crucifixion here. There's the 69 weeks, but not the complete. There's 5.5 months left of that, right? So let's keep going here. Here comes the church age, all right? After Stephen, but we got the cross here. Really, I think it's 5.5 months later. This begins the 2,000 years. And what do we got next here? The rapture. Here we go. The rapture is not at the end, not at the 2,000th year. I believe it's at the year 5993. All right. And then we've got, what do we got coming up here? All right, Daniel's 70th week begins as soon as the rapture happens, but also the marriage supper begins for us up in heaven. Are you excited about that? I'm excited about that. I'm going to eat cake and ice cream, and I'm going to have a good time at that. Amen. Think about that. That's coming. All right, what else we got on this timeline here? All right, the kingdom age there, the 1,000 years, that finishes off the 7,000-year period of time. All right, you see how this all works? And all right, we put a date up here. A lot of people believe, and it's very possible that this is true, that 32 AD is the cross. All right, now let me teach you something. If 32 AD is the cross, and I think it may be, if that's when he died, then you would think 2,000 years later would be 2032, right? However, if I'm right about Stephen, guess what? 32 AD on God's calendar changes to 33 AD when? Stephen, on Tishri 1, 5.5 months later, that'll become 33 AD, and the kingdom age will begin in 2033. Hey, what do you think of them apples? I'm not saying that this is the year it's going to happen. I'm saying it could be. You see, so 32 is actually 33 if you're using Stephen instead of the cross for the timeline here, all right? You with me? So that makes 33, well, that would be 33, and that would make Christ's second coming at 2033 on the Day of Atonement, finishing off the 2,520 days of Daniel's 70th week. But it's just a parenthesis. The timeline goes from Tishri 1 to Tishri 1. This 70th week takes place in a parenthesis, finishing off the Old Testament. Okay? Let's see what else we got here. All right, the two witnesses are going to be here during that time, the first half of that. And what else we got on this time? All right, so we're going to a different timeline here. Let's look at this one. Here's the tribulation and the marriage supper running consecutively during the 7 years of the church age. The final 7 years of the church age. So from 5993 to 6000, these two things are going on at the same time, the marriage supper and the 7 year tribulation. All right? And pay no attention. I got the wrong date there. And, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. And that's the wrong date too. So, I didn't get this fixed, but that's okay. You get the picture here. For it's stuck in there. Okay. There's the rapture. And, let's go on to this next one. Okay. Here's a very simple 7,000 year chart. That's pretty easy, right? Everybody got this one. That's how long the world's going to be here. 7,000 years, and you start putting all these things on that line, and you come up with stuff, right? Tishri 1 right there. And here's the kingdom age over here, 1,000 years. And here's the cross here somewhere around the 4,000th year, right? The 2,000-year church age here. But we're going to be taking out the final 7 years to the marriage supper while the tribulation happens. There's the rapture for that. And there's Daniel's 70th weeks finishing off that period of time in the Old Testament, right? And all right, what else we got here? The 2,000-year church, you got that? All right. Here's the marriage supper popping up here. Takes place at the rapture, and we're taken to heaven for that. But we're still the church. We're still in the church age. The final 7 years, but we're in heaven. We've been relocated to the marriage supper in heaven, just like when the young man comes for his bride. The father blows the trumpet. Son, it's time. Go get your bride. He goes and gets her bride and brings the witnesses with him, his best man, because they're not married yet. They can't be alone. He carries her out the threshold, and they ride to the father's house. They ain't married yet. And they're going to have the marriage supper for 7 days or 7 years for us. And they're still not married, not official until the end of the marriage supper. And then he takes that bride. Now the bride is the wife. Takes her to their new home, the kingdom age. And that's the end of the 2000th year right there. Okay, got that? And then the kingdom begins. Tribulation is over. 70th week is over. And everything changes after that, right? We're looking forward to that. And right, the 70th week, the tribulation there. All right, when the barley is ripe, the barley is Israel, God will remove the church on a new moon in the fall. The trumpet will sound. Old Testament clock will resume right at the exact second it stopped 2,000 years ago with Stephen, not the cross, Stephen. The Old Testament will be a perfect 4,000-year period. And everything changed when Stephen died. The door closed for Israel. God grafted in the Gentiles. This happened on Tishri 1, the 4,000th year. I got 3993. It's possible either way. The eunuch gets saved in Acts chapter 8. Everything changes when Stephen dies. Saul becomes Paul, gets saved in Acts 9. Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, a Gentile. Peter has the visions. Remember, rise and eat, Peter. And Peter understands they're going to reach Gentiles. And the church in Antioch in chapter 11. Everything changes when Stephen dies, okay? The apostles were only preaching after Jesus died. They're only preaching to Jews. Stephen was the last to warn the Jews to repent. He saw Jesus standing, not seated, at the right hand of the Father. Sabbatical cycles go from Tishri 1 to Tishri 1 every 7 years. The 70 weeks are 70 sabbatical cycles. Daniel was told that Messiah would be cut off in the 69th week. Jesus died on Passover, not the month of Tishri. And 5.5 months later, I think Stephen's the key here. That's when the clock stops for Israel and the New Testament church age begins. And then in bigger print here, the rending of the veil symbolized the end of the ceremonial law, but it was not the end of the sabbatical cycle. I hope I made that plain to you here. God's prophetic clock was pre-wound to tick for 6,000 years to bring in the kingdom. And today, we are living in its final hour. Now, that's pretty much it for the slideshow today. So let me end this. I want to go back and let me see if I can end this. I don't know how to end it. Let me go back if I can, and if it lets me. Oh, I'm hitting the wrong button. Duh. Here we go. Let me go back to a timeline here that I want you to see. That one. Okay. I want to give you something real quick in the last 4 minutes here. This year, or next year, every year I do this, I look for the 2520. What I mean by that is this. I go to the Day of Atonement in the future, and I find what I believe is the second coming on the white horse. And I back up 2,520 days. You all have heard me talk about this. I've done shows on this. It's in my books, the 2520. It always comes back to a new moon in a fall month, but never the Feast of Trumpets on the Jewish calendar. It's always October or November, every time. I've done it 15 or 20 times. It never fails. Day of Atonement in the future, back up 2,520 days, I come to a new moon, usually the month after their Feast of Trumpets, sometimes 2 months. What that means is I don't believe the Feast of Trumpets on their calendar is going to be accurate because they're not doing a Abib. They're not following the the barley harvest to declare a beeb, to reset their calendar. They're doing it computerized. That messes it up. So what I found this year, in 2026, I found that the date that I found for Feast of Trumpets, that new moon in the sky, was November the 8th. Now, could that be the rapture? Could be. I'm not saying it is. What I'm saying is November 8th, 2026, is 2,520 days from the Day of Atonement when Christ would come back on the white horse. By the way, it's a Sunday, 6 p.m. Saturday night. It fits like a glove. It almost never happens when I do this. It's the right day, it's the right time, and it's the right time of year, Tishri, a fall month. In the middle of the tribulation, guess what? It's a Sunday. The two witnesses finished their ministry by ascending into heaven on Feast of First Fruits, the same day Jesus rose from the grave. That never happens. And then at the end of the end of the 2,520 days is Day of Atonement. By the way, the Torah readings, I looked in the future. I found out next year on November 8th on the Sabbath, you know what the Jews are going to be reading? They're going to be reading in Genesis about Abraham telling Eliezer to go get a bride for his son. So that morning on the Sabbath, the Jews are reading about Christ coming for his bride that evening at exactly 6 p.m. could be the rapture. Isn't that interesting? By the way, in the middle of tribulation, when the two witnesses rise, you know what they'll be reading that day? That's also a Saturday. They rise from the grave on Sunday, 6 p.m. Saturday night. But that morning, they'll be reading about Moses. And he's laying out in the street dead, been there for 3 days. Now, is this just coincidence? And by the way, there's the Torah reading for the Day of Atonement happens to be about a rock. And isn't it a rock that comes from the sky that breaks the statue of Daniel chapter 2? The stone cut out without hands out of the mountain. It's almost too perfect, isn't it? Does that mean that my November 8th date is the rapture? I'm not selling my life insurance. I'm not selling my home. Don't do stupid stuff. We don't know. But I want you to see the timeline. Now, whether it's 26 or not, who knows? But it's interesting, isn't it? I want you to see this timeline. I want you to see that every year you can look at this stuff. It's interesting. And all right. I know we had to go fast. And there's more I could tell you, but we had to go fast. And we had to get it out there. We're not date setters here at Protestant Spotlight. I've never been a date setter. But you know what? There's some dates that sure look good, isn't there? All right. Well, I hope that you know you're saved. I hope you've trusted Christ. I hope when that trumpet sounds, you're going up. It may be tonight, it may be next week, it may be November 8th next year. But he's coming soon. You better be ready. Until next time, keep your eyes on them skies.